Yo. All right, so I. Static electricity. I just seen this post. I'm sure a lot of y'all follow this person already, I'm assuming. This is End Time Productions video. If for whatever reason he or somebody who knows him watches this, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make money off of this. At this point in time, where we're at as far as like what's going on, I feel like none of that shit even matter. It shouldn't matter anymore. I mean, unless obviously somebody's stealing your content and making money, it's a different story, but whatever. I'm not making money off of this. I'm just trying to spread a word, but at the same time, go into a little bit more detail by pausing it and going into, just talking about it and shit. Because most of it is all clips of certain things, but I guess to certain people you might not understand what it is. For those people, I'll explain, but at the same time, I want to go into detail as far as whatever thing that they're saying in the video, whatever's happening, what it pertains to as far as our reality, I guess. So I just want to go into detail, but let's start it out. Let's see.
The plan is to create an apocalypse that will exhaust and depopulate the masses through deadly designer viruses, global terror, economic disasters, and nuclear war, when the remaining survivors will gladly embrace the promises of a handsome, charismatic new leader who will unveil his plan of hope for eternal world peace.
I'm Colonel Lauren Erickson of the Department of Defense Global Emerging Infections Surveillance and Response System, also known as GICE. Our mission is to detect, monitor, and respond to infectious diseases that threaten our military personnel and their families. We're actively monitoring cases around the world. By now, most of you have heard about
coronavirus.
The Department of Defense is acting to protect you and your family in the event of a pandemic. You need to start thinking about what you will do if the services you depend on are not available.
All right, so before we go into any more, what they're doing here, as far as they, the shadow people, people we really don't even know who they are, because they're not gonna, well, they might hide in plain sight, but the really important ones, or whatever the case is, they're not gonna be seen, they're never gonna be seen. This is all programming. This is programming, but in a, I guess, in a, like, do you see how they make, I mean, with anything at this point, everything is almost trying is pertaining to this reality now, as far as like what they're talking about, what they're doing, and even just like the setups of everything. I mean, this looks like some random person's house, and that maybe that's their sisters or that's their daughter. I can't really tell. And they're showing you what's about to happen. It comes in increments. They're never gonna just go boom, drop a bomb. It's always going to happen in increments so that it's easier to take, and it's desensitization. And the example I always give is for people who were fans of Elvis, he, was from what I read or whatever, he was given a lot of shit for shaking his hips on television because it was like overly sexual or whatever the case was. Now look when that was. I don't know, maybe I don't know Elvis. I've listened to, whatever every person's song, every person's song. That everybody's heard, because he's worldwide, regardless. I mean, we still have Elvis impersonators out there, but whatever. Besides the point. going from him shaking hips, fully clothed, everything, shades on, whatever, to Cardi B's WAP. Now look at the jump. Look how much of a jump that is. I mean, that is literally like, it's really unfathomable. But do you see how, boom, now it's just here, you know? But that they give it to you in increments so that you don't really see it unless you understand what's going on. If you understand that there's a certain amount of like handful of families that own the majority of the wealth of everything. They interbreed with themselves because they believe that their blood is some special blood, blue blood, and because of inbreeding, you have deformities and defects. And some of these people, literally, I've watched videos of them talking about how the royal family will, you know, they'll constantly be, you know, creating new generations or whatever. And the ones that come out too deformed to, like, you know, function, they just, just handicapped, I guess is what you want to call it, or maybe mentally retarded, they put them in a nursing home, and then they just leave them there. And that's it. You know, it's weird, man. But either way, I guess they do it until they get it right. That's how you get everybody that's a part of this shit. You know, like how George Bush looks kind of normal, but he is a little weird looking motherfucker. But either way, this is all predictive, or I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. Predictive programming. It's predicting what's about to happen. It's also programming your mind into believing, or it's programming your mind to what's about to happen, whether you consciously believe it or not, because subconsciously you take everything in. Every millisecond that you're here, there's a recording happening, and the only way you're able to access that is I would assume through meditation. I don't meditate. I have before. It was years ago. I just go back and forth with shit. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I'll stop doing this. Sometimes I'll stop doing that. But I definitely want to get back into it. But it's programming your mind subconsciously.
Imagine the effects on your family and community if hospitals are overflowing. If schools, banks, and post offices are closed. If services such as telephone, water, and power are disrupted. Stores may close or have limited supplies. You may not even be able to rely on public transportation. Consider that the ability to travel, even by car if there are fuel shortages, may be limited.
In the 1950s, a weapon was invented that has become more powerful than America's deadliest weapons of mass destruction. It is the weapon of mass deception, and it is right in our own living rooms. The hypnotizing world of picture television brings us the news of the world through two central news agencies.
All right, you got to understand this, is that you're like, well, how did they, there's no way that thing was invented to program you. And also tell you lies and make everything deceptive so that you really don't know what's going on. So they can literally give you anything and you make it the narrative because you're using your mind to create reality. At least this is how I see it. But you got to understand that these so-called family of what they call human family, whatever, royal family, they've either been here, they've been here probably thousands of years. And ever since we've been here, from what I understand, we've been, maybe not all together, but for a long time we've been being watched as far as studying behavior and mass population behavior and there's all types of shit. But it's, you just got to understand that in the end, they're human, but they're not human. I don't know how to explain it. But this single-handedly was the start of programming bullshit into your mind so that you would create it in your reality. And this is what I mean by trends, music, what type of music it is, new music, anything, toys, whatever. It's just, it's something that they could broadcast into your home across the fucking world. And you just sit there and watch it. And it also, when you watch it, you go into a different state and you kind of just like, you open yourself to take everything that's happening on that thing. It's like, you're like a relaxed state, but you take everything in. And then they put little messages in between here and there that you can't see consciously, but subconsciously you're picking it up.
Called Reuters and the Associated Press. The Rothschilds bought Reuters in the 1800s, which later bought the Associated Press and made the Rothschild family owners of the world's largest central news services. To the present day, the world depends on these Rothschild-owned central news services as their main source of news and information. In his book called Who Owns the TV Networks, author Eustace Mullins claims that the major TV networks, radio stations, newspapers, and publishing empires are controlled by the Rothschild, Rockefeller, and J.P. Morgan money cartels through their corporate conglomerates. The bankster-owned media conglomerates include weapons manufacturers General Electric and Westinghouse, which...
why do you think Monopoly became a game, period? It's like a spit in our face, but we do it to have fun, you know, because we don't see it like that. But it's almost like spitting in your face, like, haha, this is the most... shittiest version of what we're doing to you, you know, in a form of a game that you're gonna learn to love, and it's gonna be a staple in your society, and just, you know what I'm saying, like, but it's all psychological. But if you don't know, like I said, if you don't understand, or you don't know, or you're not trying to know, you'll never see it, you know. And I get people want to be entertained, people want to be distracted. I love being distracted too, but there comes a point in the time where you gotta turn the fucking TV off, and then you can tell me, oh well, you watch YouTube, you make YouTube videos. Well, yeah, but the difference is that I can choose what to watch, and I don't sit here and watch bullshit all day, all night. I took 10 years of my life, probably 11 years now, 12 years, whatever, and dove into all of this, just different things, the Illuminati, the satanic industry, UFOs, fucking aliens, whatever, this, that, blah, 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 throughout those years, to come to a picture in my head, to where when I see, like, when I watch this video, I'm thinking, I hate that word. I'm not even gonna say it, but it's like clicking in my head and connecting with the information. Whatever, you get what I'm saying. It so that I'm like, oh shit! Like I get exactly why this was made. Like nobody has to sit here and tell me. You know, I refer back to what I understand, what I know, and you can see it. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. You can see past the bullshit.
Profit from promoting wars. Control over the internet, publishing, recording, and top cable companies can be traced back to the same big five media empires: General Electric, Time Warner, Viacom, Disney, and News Corp.
Why do you think we're being censored all over the fucking place? Every social media, because they all own it all. One way or another, it goes back to whatever. And even if they don't personally own it, they're... All they got to do is make the rules different, you know, and enforce them on you. And then you want to do it because you want to keep your business. And that's how it happens. I mean, there's a lot more ways, but I'm just giving you an example.
These media monopolies are owned directly or indirectly by the Rothschild, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, and Oppenheimer Brotherhood. Yes, there are now more stations and more media voices, but they're all coming from the same ventriloquist.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
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 I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
This is, for people who don't understand, this is news stations from all over the fucking states, and this is called programming. There's a reason why they want every broadcaster to say the same exact thing. It's I don't know, you just gotta understand what they're doing and how they're doing it. Like, literally, because if you were somebody that's watching this video says, nah, complete bullshit, like, this dude's tripping, that is what they're doing to your mind so that you say that. I don't know how else to explain it, because it's not going to make sense to him. It's not going to make sense to you because you've already programmed your mind with whatever you've programmed your mind with, and you believe that that's impossible because you're comfortable in your own life. And I'm not mocking you for it, because yeah, it feels great to be comfortable, but you're never comfortable here. At least I'm not. But this is programming.
I scream, you scream.
Well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream. Well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
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 A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
The plan is to create an apocalypse that will exhaust and depopulate the masses through deadly designer viruses, global terror, economic disasters, and nuclear war, when the remaining survivors will gladly embrace the promises of a handsome, charismatic new leader.
Now, can't you just see that happening right now? And the thing that, I guess, worries me the most is when there is a line drawn in the sand where people are like, nope, kiss my ass, I'm not taking that thing. And I totally forgot, damn it. I do that every time. It's like something takes it out of my head and I'm like, yep, it's not there no more. Had it all lined up. when they figure out who's not going to do it, apparently, allegedly, they're going to release weaponized bio viruses, whatever you want to call them, viruses, diseases, and, you know, if you're not lucky, you know, it's gonna kill a bunch of people. But they're making it look like this thing that's happening right now is mutated. And it's a reason why they just shut down England, Scotland, and then they just announced that, oh, the new mutation is already in New York and in California. It's because I'll give it maybe another week. Maybe I'm like jumping the gun a little bit, but hopefully it's another month or two, but we'll see, you know, we'll definitely see.
Who will unveil his plan of hope for eternal world peace? He will sell his peace plan by telling the world that border wars will only end by creating a world without borders. Religious wars will only end by creating one world religion of interfaiths. Economic wars will only end by creating a cashless, debt-free society. Rivalry wars between rulers will only end by creating one world ruler. The tools used for war, from handguns to nuclear bombs, will be eliminated, and one world army will be created, which will guarantee world peace. How will this eternal peace plan be accomplished? Through the United Nations, which is the brainchild of the Committee of 300 ruling families. The UN is their vehicle for world government and is located on 18 acres of prime Manhattan land donated by the most visible of the ruling families, the Rockefellers. The UN is a closed organization.
Look at that guy.
By Manhattan land, donated by the most visible of the ruling families, the Rockefellers.
Like, maybe it's just the picture. But don't he look like a crypt keeper or some demon? Like, can you look into his eyes and can you see past the skin? When I look into that guy's eyes, I see fucking... I don't really see anything. It's like he's a robot or something. I don't know. But, like, look, I don't know. It just, maybe back then they didn't smile in pictures. I don't know. Maybe, you know, serious face, whatever. But every time I see this picture, it creeps me out. There's a reason for that.
The UN is a closed organization with no public records or open meetings. U.S. taxpayers have already invested $2 trillion in this world authority. Although most of the people working for the UN are genuinely working for peace, the UN is a godless organization controlled by the Committee of 300. These inbred ruling families pretend to have royal blue blood, but their blood is no more blue or royal than Hannibal Lecter's blood. Some speculate that these families of evildoers are demons or aliens or evil shape-shifting reptilians, but there is a more scientific explanation for their madness. For thousands of years, these families have practiced inbreeding between sisters and brothers, uncles and nieces, mothers and sons, to keep the power and wealth all in the family.
Well, yeah, but who's, and not that this woman's wrong or anything, but who's to say that because... everything you do physical has a spiritual consequence or whatever you want to call it. So if they're inbreeding, which is not supposed to happen, I guess. I'm not sure how. I mean, from what I understand, you inbreed, you fuck your sister, all right, and the baby's not going to come out right. You know, if you get lucky, it might. But, like, nah, you can't be doing that shit. either way. What if by them doing that, it spiritually either creates some type of spiritual entity or if it it attracts some spiritual entity? I don't know. Like, who's to say? You know, because we don't have cameras on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So who the hell, who really knows? You know what I mean?
This practice of inbreeding over thousands of years has produced a clever but pathological breed of conscienceless, sociopathic families who will stop at nothing to own every ounce of gold, every drop of water, and every blade of grass on planet Earth. The United Nations, which they founded and control, has clearly stated its goals of establishing a new world order, a UN standing army, and a global taxation system. The Queen's husband, Prince Philip, and Evelyn Rothschild have already established an interfaith declaration for the creation of one world religion. What would life be like in this world empire with one world religion, one world army, one world economy, one world court, one world media, one world government, and one world dictator? What the public doesn't know, peace on earth will be a forced peace in which citizens will have no rights. No right to bear children without approval, no right to travel without authorization, no right to own private property, no right to privacy, no right to bear arms, no right to protest, no right to receive an inheritance, no right to choose an education or a job or even a place of residence, and worst of all, no right to live. The right to live will be based on an individual's rating of usefulness to the royal elite.
Which is almost like what they are now. What do we do? Well, in a sense, you know, the more evil you do, the faster you go up the chain, apparently. And, you know, you get in with these secret societies and all other shit, and you sacrifice shit, and you do rituals, and you call upon demons, and just on some whole other shit. I don't know, man. This shit's just, it's fucking nuts. But I had to show you all this.
In this planned world without borders or nations, citizens will be disarmed of all weapons, including handguns, and will have no means to protest, fight, resist, or challenge this one world authority who will control them spiritually, economically, and militarily.
Not easy why I keep urging that we don't have much time left. Like, we need this tomorrow. And people don't see it, you know? And even people who don't believe it. I mean, who don't believe in the narrative. Some of them still don't see it. And, like, it's hard sometimes for me to see it. But we need this shit tomorrow, you know? But...
Every human being will be electronically tattooed and will become helplessly dependent on this one world.
That technology is already out and just ready, just waiting to roll out.
World authority for all of their most basic needs. The masses will eventually be taught to bow down and worship this one world dictator who will rule the entire world from his eternal throne in Israel.
They have waited for him. They believe in him. They expect he will heal the world's ills. Some say he is the Messiah.
You see the fucking symbol he threw up? There's a reason. There's a reason why it just smoothly outlines, you know, that gesture.
In Israel.
They have waited for him. They believe in him. They expect.
Think how plain this screen, this shot is, alright? It's the back of him, mostly no light except for a little bit of his neck and a big silhouette of a hand gesture that they use to communicate with each other. It also holds energy and all other types of shit.
He will heal the world's ills. Some say he is the Messiah, finally returned. But this man is not a savior. He is the King of Terror. Usher in the end of everything.
Despite all the red flags, many people deny that a problem even exists. It does exist, and the good news is there are solutions.
And you see this right here? No evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Like, this is programming. They're calling us monkeys. We're animals. We're caged animals.
The solutions lie in knowing what the three biggest fears of the world's ruling families are. The first biggest fear is exposure. They have gone to great lengths to cover up their trail of crimes and to win the public's trust through their media monopolies. Without public trust, their ancestral plan for global control is doomed. Their second biggest fear is losing public support. If the public stops cooperating, their plan is guaranteed to fail. Their third biggest nightmare is organized resistance by an informed and fearless public. The ruling families know from past experience that the will of the people can defeat all their military and monetary might. Vietnam is a perfect example. There is no doubt whatsoever that these ruling families can be totally defeated by turning their three worst fears into a reality.
Sounds so, like, everyone's always like, oh man, like, who am I? Like, I'm just one person, what can I do? Like, people don't understand that that is you giving up. But at the same time, if we all somehow were able to connect spiritually, whatever, to where they can't disrupt the connection, which at this point they probably can do that. But all we have to do is everyone, that's why I encourage, try to encourage everyone to make videos like this and give your opinion, give your feelings, you know, pour your emotions out. But all the other people who are like, oh, well, and I don't want to be on camera, I'm not comfortable, you know, maybe I don't feel pretty enough or whatever. It's to me, like, if you care about your life, then you'll put all that bullshit aside and make a video, because I reach a certain people. And if every one of the people that I'm reaching makes a video and reaches out and then they put it on theirs, then you reach more people. You know what I'm saying? And then if those people do it and those people do it and those people do it, it literally will spread a shockwave through the people. That's why I try, but it has to happen soon, because they're going to cut the internet off. They're going to cut phone service off. Like, I'm telling you, this shit, they know we're waking up and they know that we're dependent on all their shit. And all they got to do is turn the shit off, and we're helpless, except for the people around us. You know, you got to understand there's a reason why, like, you would think, since I'm on, I don't know, Facebook or whatever the case is, or not Facebook, I'm not even on Facebook, any social media, and you would think that you'd first meet people who are local around you, because, you know, who do the same thing. But I always meet people who are the farthest away from me. And I feel like that somehow the algorithm is made to do that, or the program is made to do that, so that when they do cut this shit out, you can't talk to them no more. And then everyone around you never really talk to. I mean, maybe some of them, but more than likely those people aren't going to be on the same page, because the majority don't even understand that something's wrong, and the minority understands, but we're scattered. So I feel like we need to, I just wish somehow somebody had enough power to be like, all right, look, we're starting something here, this is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's already happening and I'm just not getting the memo. I don't know, but... But that's it. That's pretty much what I wanted to show you. You gotta understand, you know, there's a reason why there's an Agenda 2030, Agenda 2025. These are all milestones for them to hit, so that they know that their plan is going to go in smoothly. We gotta do something. I mean, it's like we're all trying to make out all of us aware, but to me, like, I mean, I'm not going to say there's nothing happening, but it feels that way, because maybe it's not happening around me physically, because I'm surrounded by the majority, you know? But like, I feel like each day there's going to be new things put in place, because if there's a secret evil, then there's a secret good. And they're doing, if these people can get away with murder, so to speak, then the good people can get away with not being caught and continuing to do good. Because there's always a balance, you know. And maybe it's just being hidden, because it knows, the good knows, that if we reveal ourselves of anything, then it's not going to work, you know. But this is just me just kind of like, just thinking about shit, you know. But I hope you enjoyed the video. if you want. So I don't feel so bad. Go to End Time Productions YouTube page and just toss them a like on this video. I don't necessarily am looking for likes or anything like that. I just want to get this message out. I guess maybe the likes help algorithm. I don't know. But either way, it doesn't matter. I just want to get this video out so that people can understand a little bit of what's going on. And maybe I hope that I've helped somebody be like, you know, have a light bulb go off in their head and be like, oh shit, you know what? That makes sense. And then they just turn around and do the same thing, you know? But I hope y'all have a good night.